Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon every Saturday on these radio stations. And in the studio with us is Steve from Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plumbing.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Reno.
Oh, you're such a fun guy to talk to.
How y'all doing now?
And you come in here on Saturday morning, and I have to ask, how busy are you?
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, that's awesome that you come in here and take the time and answer people's questions.
Sure.
And I learn something from you every week, stuff that I have to do that I don't want hearing about, because we were just talking. I have the instant water heater at home. Steve mentioned last time he was here that, oh, you know, you got to drain those. And I thought they were just a box. You can turn it on, leave it alone. But I looked at this thing, can't find the owner's manual, of course.
And when you do come across that instruction manual, the owner's manual, it's not very thorough. It really isn't.
And you're telling me that some people have to buy like a drain kit.
Why
don't they come with? It's like the car without the spare tire anymore.
Huh. That's very true. I'm putting a tankless water heater in. On this one unit this week, and it comes with a kit to drain it and to run your
a kit.
Yeah. You run vinegar through them, white vinegar through them, and it takes 20 minutes or so, and that clears out your system. Plus, and then there's a condensate line you need to hook up so that the water that does come out, it's filtered out properly. And they don't come with this. This should be put with the kit and installed this way, but they don't always do that.
Something else to
there's
buy.
Little things here and there,
But thank God you bring this stuff up, because if people ignore this stuff, then they're in for a big repair or a replacement or something like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the house you're working at right now. Now, this is something I never knew.
I'm not going to throw a location down exactly where
it is. No, don't do that.
No, no.
But you say you're never supposed to have a water heater in a closet. Why not?
Well, no, I didn't say that, John. It can be in a closet, but it must be ventilated properly. And this, where I found this, this home has three different water heaters. It's a very large home. And where they had this one water heater, it was next to the furnace in an enclosed closet.
Yeah.
No ventilation.
I think I've seen water heaters in closets before. I think I had a timeshare where it was in there.
Sure, but they have ventilation on the door.
Okay.
They'll have holes in it. And if it doesn't have that ventilation, it's not going to breathe properly. It's not going to run properly.
They have to breathe?
Oh, sure. You got to have oxygen for that gas. And this is for gas. Now, for an electric water heater, it's a different story.
Okay.
But this is all gas. And
wow, I'm so stupid.
No, you're not.
Somebody asked me, they said, next time you're here, ask him this question. Because I guess they got a salesman pitching a heat pump water heater.
Yeah.
What do you think of those? Is this something new?
And it's fairly new. Renai puts them out, and they're very efficient. They'll save you water. They'll save you energy for sure. For sure.
What's the catch? They cost more, or
yeah, they're a little pricier.
Okay, so it's like the heat pump AC heater system in houses. These Mitsubishis that people were quoted. Somebody I know, $20,000. To have it installed in their house.
Yeah.
So do you deal with heat pump water heaters?
Sure. That's all. I work with any kind of water heater. You throw a water heater on me.
Would you have one in your own house?
No.
Why not?
I have a standard conventional water heater. That's a 50-gallon water heater, Bradford White. It's easy to run. It maintains. If you maintain and properly just like your automobile, you got to change the oil once in a while. You got to put new tires on it once in a while. You gotta maintain it. And a standard water heater just works fine for the wife and I. Three-bedroom, two-bath house.
How long, Steve, do they last now? There's been complaints about certain things that they don't make like they used to. They don't last as long as they used to. What's the life term of a water heater?
It's just like an automobile. How well do you take care of it?
Really?
Okay, so the warranty on a water heater, they'll put them in 6, 9, 12 years.
Okay.
Depending on the grade you buy. And then it's about maintenance, maintaining them. I know of a water heater right now over in Sparks that's close to 65 years old, and it's still running.
God bless it.
Yeah, but he's maintained it properly. You know, you get a little corrosion here and there, you fix it. You deal with it. Or
some things are fixable. Now, I know somebody who had a leak. I guess water heaters are prone to leaking if you don't take care of it.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the quality of the water. You have corrosion, you have mineral deposits and such that just eat these things up. And they're designed to with an anti-rod that goes into the water heater to take on that. But once that anti-rod's gone, it eats it up like and it starts eating the metal up from inside out.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's without proper, well, the water filtration helps a lot. I just installed a water filter system for a house this last week. I'm sure it's going to make that water heater last a lot longer because the quality of the water going into it.
If the water heater starts leaking, is it repairable? Can it be fixed?
Or usually not. No.
Really?
Really. I mean, if the tank itself, the metal starts to corrode to the point where, no, now it's unsafe.
Really? I tell you, gosh. Is there any new tech with these things? I mean, we mentioned the heat pump water heaters.
Yes.
We have the new instant water heaters.
Yes.
Anything down the road, new technology? Well, don't tell me they're going to have Wi-Fi.
They do have Wi-Fi.
Do they really?
Sure.
Why?
Sure. You can run off your cell phone. You can.
Why?
Because people want that high. Yeah. We have better insulated water heaters now, tank water heaters. The tankless water heaters, the Nevians and the Renais, they're high-quality stuff. They're well-engineered. And they're meant to last a while, but like all things, they have to be serviced properly.
And I was told my water heater at one house that you have to get a water heater blanket and put it around it because we have cold winters here. The water heater was in the garage. It gets cold in there. Do you recommend people get...
It used to be much more important. Now the federal government actually has a mandate where they have to be insulated much better for economic reasons. Save money, save fuel, and they do hold their
better insulated.
Yes,
so they've
better.
Actually improved.
Oh yes. And in all reality, the Reno area here, the Truckee Meadows, we don't get that freeze like we're in Truckee either. So
I gotta credit you for two things. You're a good, honest man. I knew this before I even met you. Word gets around.
Thank you.
You're a licensed contractor, yes. And that's really important now. I can't tell you how many people are out there unlicensed. I don't know why they just don't get the license, but they're out there. They're out everywhere.
And like I said before, handyman, they got their place and all, but when it comes down to the technology of plumbing, running it properly, there's some education that needs to be an experience that has to be in your skin. You have to know what you're doing.
Well, it's important for that reason. It's also important for, if something goes wrong, you can.
I'm bought and insured, but I have so rarely do I have a callback with a problem. This last week I had a pipe that I put a water heater in 2 years ago, and a simple 3/4-inch galvanized pipe on it sprung a pinhole leak. That pipe was less than 3 years old.
It was metal, right?
Metal. And things happen. I went back, I fixed it, no problem, didn't charge the guy with the hay.
Yeah.
I back my work in a heartbeat. I do not like callbacks like any other craftsman out there will remind you. We don't like callbacks. We want it done right the first time.
Well, I got to bring it up because I'm on next door, and you get these people saying, I'm looking for somebody who can do this, but they have to be licensed and bonded, insured.
Absolutely.
And some wiseacre answered with, sure, I'll be happy to get a license and insurance and charge you out the wazoo.
Oh, good luck getting that license, by the way. It takes a lot of work to have that, to get it, to pass the test and such. In this building alone, we have a contractor school. Then Lisa down there is awesome people. She's another Renoite. And, you have to be educated.
How many times have I heard the story about the contractor didn't know really what they were doing, but they needed the money, and sure, they'll come to your house and do something. I don't want to get too negative, but I've heard stories. We got to talk about something new, Mr. Technology, that you are offering folks, and what is it?
Oh. For one thing, I'd love to come out and just take a look at what you got going on with your plumbing in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be sure. We got springtime coming on right now. Oh, you can just look outside. Look at that beautiful weather. And things are starting to thaw. And And the spiders under the house are coming out. I got to get under there before they get too feisty.
Do you deal with spiders too?
Sure.
Do you have a spider license?
No.
Spotted?
I'm just saying, it's time to get under there and inspect your plumbing.
And, well, I'm going to make the big announcement that you're unveiling a brand new website.
Oh, yes. www.stevefixmywaterheater.com.
And I'm on it right now. And oh my goodness, it's got the pictures, it's got the links. There's your license right there, the license number.
There it is. Yeah.
You didn't do this yourself, did you?
No. No. I know how to work a wrench, not a computer.
Oh, look at this. It says in yellow, need emergency plumbing help.
Absolutely.
And there's a thing you can hit to call now.
You can call me 24/7 like 911. Honestly, you call me anytime. My phone is on. I know what stuff always happens at 2 a.m. I don't know why, but it happens.
Well, you don't really want them to call today because you're going antiquing.
That's a different story. I had to take a day off. The wife forced me.
Steve loves antiquing.
I do.
And he is being lured to Carson City this weekend.
Yes.
Because why?
Oh, Hannafin's Antique, they're everything's like half off. And plus,
that huge antique store on Carson Street.
Yeah. Is it 210 Carson Street?
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's right almost across Nugget, isn't it?
It's in
around
that area.
A little down there.
Well, I'm going to go down and do some cruising around.
It's not a little shop, folks. It's like a warehouse right there on Carson Street. I guess he's retiring, Mr. Hannafin, isn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go down and find out.
Where he got that stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
There's like... old 1920s liquor ads from France in frames and all this wonderful stuff out there. And
so I'm always looking for antique tools.
Oh,
for the fun of it. Yeah, they hang on the wall real nice.
I love the old stuff. You know, Gardnerville and Minden's good for that, too.
Yeah.
We have a couple of good...
We've got Genoa right there.
Genoa, yeah, for sure. Okay, so, wow, that went fast.
Steve
has a website. It's, what is it, Fix...
You got
it's stevefixmywaterheater.com. How could you forget that?
You can't, but if you want to write down 3516047.
That's his number.
3516047. Go ahead and call that and come on over and take a look at your plumbing system. And
all right.
Hey, thanks, Docs. Good talk, John.
You are a good guy, good, honest man, licensed, insured. 775-351-6047. Don't bother him while he's at Hannafin's antiquing. But
go ahead.
Call 24 hours. How often do you get the call overnight?
Once in a while. I'll get him late in the evening. I'll get him.
Well, God bless you for being there and answering the call. Phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem. My pleasure.
All right, Steve, once again, 351-6047.
Thank
Steve, thanks for coming out.
Oh, very, very good.
You're a good man, my friend. You really are.
I'll talk to you later.
You're endorsed.
All right.
We're going to take a break, get back to local goings-ons and news. I was going to bring this up last Saturday, the tipping topic. I'd sure like to hear what you think of what I have to say. That's up next.
And we do have it
99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. John Potter here. FM News Talk time is 10:19.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
884-9910, our number. Welcome, friends. Welcome. 1023, I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's get back to local news. The Nevada Independent reports Nevada Regent in firestorm over anti-trans comments, refuses to resign, now says he used the wrong words. Well, of course, cancel culture is watching you, sir. Regent Patrick Boylan is already facing a forced resignation. I know what that feels like. For saying during a Nevada Regents meeting, where their job is to actually discuss and form policy at our schools, Regent Boylan said this about women athletes during a discussion on student athlete achievement. He said, quote, "My question is, It's all over the country, schools, colleges, universities. How many, or do we have, any men masquerading as women playing in any of our teams and hurting any of the women? Do we have that issue here? Anybody? Well, dead silence. Boylan's question was quickly shut down by board counsel Michael Wixom, who told the collegiate athletic directors not to answer the question because if they do, they would be in violation of federal privacy law. This isn't California here. This is Nevada we're talking about. So basically, you can't discuss a legitimate issue that other states have taken seriously, an issue about this woke change in women's school and professional athletics. The state of Nevada Regents can't even bring it up. A privacy issue? He wasn't asking for names or anything here. Just if the issue exists in our state, that's like the regent's job to discuss and vote on these things. Isn't that their job? Then the next regent brought up whether any Nevada athletes were competing in Olympic trials. Well, okay, that question was okay, and they discussed that. But the news coverage, if you can find any, I only saw this in the Nevada Independent. I don't think anybody's touching this. The news coverage I saw is not addressing that. It's really all about shaming this guy right now. A university student body president called him abhorrent. Another regent said, "I believe we are better than this. Our meetings should be safe spaces where people feel welcome to engage without fear of exclusion or marginalization." Apparently, one of these, let me see here, one person was in tears dressing down Mr. Boylan. My goodness. NSU President DeRon Pollard slammed Boylan's comments as uninformed. Listen, I've seen it on the news, haven't you? Trans playing in sports, women's sports. Boylan said in response, "There's something known as the First Amendment, and it's the freedom of speech. I see it as a man masquerading as a woman. Anybody that knows me know I have no racist bone in my body or sexist or anything. I believe strongly in live and let live and not at the expense of the other people's safety." I guess you really have to apologize, sir, if you want to keep your job. So I've been there, done that. In Nevada, this is. Okay. All right. I just shaking head here. President Biden is getting criticism and pushback from Democrats. Yes, Democrats are upset with the president after he used the term illegal during the State of the Union address. You may have seen this when he was talking immigration and he referred to Lake and Riley, murdered in Georgia by a migrant who was here from Venezuela. Biden called her, quote, an innocent woman who was killed by an illegal. Reaction from the left was immediate. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told CNN, "Now he should have said undocumented." Representative Joaquin Castro called Biden's rhetoric dangerously close to language from Donald Trump. Well, no, actually, the term illegal and migrant has been around for decades. Clinton used it. I'm not sure if Obama did. But when you cross into the country illegally, what does that make you? The president, of course, is straddling that line now between moderate voters and Democrat progressives. And personally, I was wondering when the progressive wing was going to wake up and challenge that. Of course, now, if and when he wins the election, he'll let them take over then. But for now, He's trying to straddle that line right now and try to get those moderate voters. 884-9910 is our phone number. And, coming up in a few minutes, we have one of our favorite guests here. Sorry, Steve, I like this guy too. We have Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas coming up. And amazing product, I can personally attest, because he brought some for me. Thank you, Derek. So we're going to have Derek on in a few minutes. Before then, if you have any calls, we'll squeeze those in, 884-9910. Going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 1029.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Live and local, Saturday mornings, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter. In the studio with us, Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. If you haven't heard Derek before, this is going to be one interesting half hour for you. He has got his notepad here. Always the man is a brain. Is there a name for this? Brain
Health Formulas.
You know a lot about the brain. So
yes.
And so you didn't bring any pills?
Not today.
You got me hooked.
Hooked is a fun word. It's really, they're beneficial.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I feel great. Let me start with, and I hate to get into your personal life, but it's quite a story. And this really leads into how you became the producer of the brain health formulas that you have on your website, which it's called Restore. And you also have Dog Restore. You, as a young man, didn't really picture yourself doing this for a living, but it was out of necessity for you. You studied the insides of how the brain works because of your own personal situation. Derek, what was that?
Within a 4-year time frame, I was diagnosed with 13 autoimmune disorders, or classified as diseases. And I recognized how my brain was degrading.
At what age?
Started when I was 39 and went to 44. So between 2015 and 2019. All these things happened in that short of a time frame. And that's in 2015 is when things got really bad. That's when I actually had to go to the doctor to find out what was going on. But there was other signs and symptoms before that. It's just when things started becoming catastrophic is when I started going to the doctor, because I didn't understand what was going on anymore.
You must have been scared to death thinking that, oh, is this early dementia or something, right?
I was already disconnected from my emotional body. There was no sensation of fear because there's nothing I could do. I don't look at things from that place of, oh no, my body's failing, because with the knowingness of, if it's my body's going to fail, I can't stop it from failing. All I can do is try to mitigate the situation. Mm-hmm. And so what I also know is pharmaceuticals are chemical based. They might start, pharmaceutical companies might start off from a place of using a natural formula from 5,000 plus years of Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic practices. They might start off with one of their formulas, but they will study it, they'll break it down, and they will convert all natural ingredients, and they will turn that into a molecular structure, and then they will synthesize it.
Totally unnatural.
Right. Yeah. And so... What I don't know from a pharmaceutical place is if they do all of their studies based on natural ingredients and to get their studies how they want them to look, and then do they start synthesizing the product after the studies are completed, so it goes to all chemical based, because they can make it for pennies on the dollar from a chemical perspective. Chemicals are cheap to make, especially when you're making it by the metric ton. Using it from all natural ingredients, it's going to cost a lot more.
So when you went to the doctor about this very alarming, scary situation, what did they do for you? What did they prescribe for you?
Initially, they were prescribed, initially I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. That's not having any energy to do anything. Get out of bed, go downstairs, make breakfast, and then try to get through the day. And so the first doctor prescribed me with an amphetamine.
Oh, no.
Well, it was good because that gave me like 4 to 6 hours of functionality. And so within the next couple of years, I was at max dosage of it. They could not prescribe it anymore because that exceeded the threshold. And so I would take this and then I would try to stay awake the rest of the day.
How did that make you feel in terms of how your ailment was? I mean, did it cure that ailment?
Cure? No. Did it help me get through the day? Yes.
And wasn't comfortable though, was it? I mean, amphetamine? I mean,
you'll be surprised how many different amphetamines are actually on the market. They're disguised as something different, so it's not classified. If you had a drug test, you would fail a drug test by taking it. But it's not, doctors don't view it from an amphetamine, but you will fail a drug test with some of these prescription meds. And so from a purely functional place, it is an amphetamine.
You must have been unhappy with that prescription because you did start your own studies into an alternative.
I did, right? Mostly from a place, so this is a 4-year time frame. I was happy with it initially because I felt good. And so, but what happened was when you once reach max dosage and it's not having any more benefit, if you don't take it, it's not from a withdrawal, it's not from an addiction place, it's purely from a functional place. When you're at max dosage and it's not having an effect anymore, you can't move because that's the only thing that was enabling you to actually get going. And so I developed Restore not based on that. I developed Restore because my brain was failing. I mean, within a 1-year time frame, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy. There's a couple other brain ones in there, but ended up being diagnosed with fully engaged dementia, where I could not remember what I had for breakfast. Only way I could kind of remember is based on repetition. I had the same thing for breakfast every day. So I could not remember within a 4-hour time frame what I did before that 4 hours. If someone asked me to do something the day before and then asked me, hey, did you get that thing done for me? I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't recall because I don't know if I did or not. And so it was that short of a time frame, and I would forget people's names. I actually got lost in grocery stores with a full shopping cart full of groceries. I mean, I would have anxiety, panic, leave the shopping cart where it was, run outside to try to get into a safe spot because I could not remember where I was. This happened at least a dozen times, all in 2019. And I would run outside to try to just get away, to try to feel some sense of normality. And then by the time I got outside, I don't know how I got there. I would not know what vehicle I drove to get there. So I'd just walk through every aisle of the parking lot until I saw a car I recognized. And then
good Lord.
And that's what I went through every day.
Well, listen, I have foggy periods too. I'm getting up there. I can't recall what I used to. So how would this product Restore help people who think they're in average and to good shape? What's the benefit for them?
So if we look at the brain, and I know you've mentioned this previously, the brain is the supercomputer for the human. Now, if people have had computers since the 80s, I know you've upgraded. You don't have the same computer you always started with. So since computers are kind of disposable, you upgrade from the 80s computers, the 90s computer, you upgrade from the 90s computer to 2000s computer, and nowadays, within a 3 or 4 year time frame, we're continually upgrading the speed, the storage capacity. Sometimes people just replace motherboards. I'm not a computer guy. I get by with them. But the brain is our supercomputer. Now, we can't take our brain to a repair shop so they can hack it up and chop it up and benefit a certain aspect of our brain. Not be able to stimulate certain aspects of the brain, might be with caffeine or, you know, there's all the illegal drugs, which might stimulate, may activate certain things on a temporary basis. There's lots of studies on microdosing with hallucinogens to have beneficial effects. So that's more of a stimulation, definitely some beneficial components as well. And so what Restore does is Restore starts to repair the supercomputer. Because the brain transmits signals to the rest of our body. And so as we age, and I mean as we age starting post-puberty, our brain starts to degrade because as a kid, we're continually doing different things. We're continually experimenting. As a toddler, you know, some kids eat dirt. Some kids suck on rocks. Some kids suck on their thumbs. Some kids pick their nose and eat boogers. It's because they're experimenting to try to understand how the brain functions. The more stuff you can get into as a kid really opens up the doors as we age because we're accessing all different parts of the brain to try to find out what we like, what we can thrive in as we, and so as we age post high school, if we go to college or not, if we become a professional athlete or not, we're going to be using different components of the brain. Mm-hmm. And so what happens as we age, and this could be as simple as post high school, we typically will narrow into a specific area of the brain. And then we keep firing on that same place. But then also as we age, we need to access different components of the brain to continue to expand because we get bored. So if we've been in a career for 20 plus years and we haven't done much else besides that career, our brain starts to train. We form a rut. Okay. And so we have to expand outside that rut to keep all ass components of the brain firing. And when it gets into a rut, it stops working in all other areas. It doesn't mean it cannot be refired. It just means that it gets a rut and we have to retrain the brain to be adaptable.
Well, I can speak for myself taking your Restore pills that I feel it's firing on all cylinders. I feel like the neurons are connecting more. I don't know really the stuff. But for Fred and Susie America out there who are kind of interested in what you're talking about, the people who are not afflicted to those terrible things that you had, who are just feeling a little foggy sometimes, how are they going to feel with Restore?
99% of the people, sometimes within 24 hours, most of the time within a week, they notice a significant shift in how they feel. And if anyone's dealing with an ailment, if they're curious, if Restore can benefit them. I have quite a few people who have type 2 diabetes as an example. Majority of the stuff I talk about on my website, I put in print.
What's the website?
Brainhealthformulas.com.
Brainhealthformulas.com, okay. And that's where you sell the product?
That's where we sell the product, yes. Okay. And so everything that we communicate on the website is all based on evidence. Mm-hmm. Everything we talk about is purely based on people's experiences. Because if we start talking about theory, if we start talking about possibility or projecting what we can do, well, that invites pharmaceutical companies to come in and sue us and bankrupt us in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So everything that we talk about is based on evidence. And so myself...
It's all there on your website, huh?
Everything...
All right,
that's only
it out.
That's only some of the things. Those are evidence-based components. There's a lot of other things that we've done that have benefited as well, but those are the most common ones.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break. We got one short segment up next, folks. Phone lines open if you have questions for Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas, 884-9910. And we're going to talk about Dog Restore. No kidding. Dog Restore. Up next, 884-9910 number. Once again, the website, brainhealthformulas.com. Be back with Derek in a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time. Talk and text, by the way, 884-9910. FM News Talk Time, 1048.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas with us for another 6 or 7 minutes right now. We're talking about his product, Restore, available at brainhealthformulas.com. Evidence-based brain formula. And what you're listening to are two people who have noticed the difference in taking Restore. And I should add a third person, and that's my wife, who is a retired doctor and has got to the point now where she wants first thing in the morning, where's my pill?
That's great.
Where's my brain health formula pill? Where's my Restore? So amazing product, and it's at brainhealthformulas.com. Now, I'm fascinated with your dog formulas. The product you offer is called Dog Restore. First off, I'm amazed that nobody else has gotten into this for a dog's mental health. We take our pet's mental wellness for granted, and you have a product, thank God, to help them. Your Dog Restore, what changes will people see giving that to their dog, and which dogs need this, Derek?
All dogs can benefit from it. If you feel like your dog might not be the smartest crayon in the bunch, or you feel like your dog might be missing something, I don't know how to say this any other way, or an aging dog, the Restore for Dogs can definitely, we just got a report from a 9-year-old Mastiff who's 155 pounds. The dog could walk, couldn't jump anymore, couldn't play much anymore. And after taking the Restore for Dogs, I don't know, for a couple weeks or a month maybe, they said that they told me that the dog started acting like it was two again. And this is a 9-year-old, 155-pound Mastiff. And so a Mastiff's lifespan.
That's a handful, though.
Yeah.
Thanks
so,
a lot.
A lifespan for a Mastiff is 6 to 8 years. And so it's nine. And they told me it started acting like it was two again. It can jump into the back of a truck again, where they had to lift it into the back of the truck previously.
Well, let's get to the phones. And by the way, I'm not going to ask you why there's no cat restore. I own three cats. I already know there's no way to change those animals. There's no cure for those cats. They have their own way. Nothing can change it. They train us. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. It's Rachel calling from South Lake Tahoe on what we were just talking about, Dog Restore. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Great show. And someone had given me a bottle of Restore for my dog. I have a golden retriever, and the dog has just been in absolute heaven, loves the Restore, takes it readily, and is about 55 pounds and has been, sluggish and just not really up to its normal functioning, and it's been getting worse. And in taking the Restore, the dog was immediately, much better. And my question is it possible to take too much? You have dosages listed on the label, and
give it more.
Too much?
What do you think?
Well, the dog loves it, and the dog's doing really well, and happy.
Rachel,
Rachel,
do you take Restore yourself?
I do.
Okay,
and,
I can tell because you have the radio in the background and you're hearing yourself 5 seconds after you talk, and you still can keep your brain going through that. I would never be able to.
Yeah, John would have a problem with that right off the bat.
I have a big problem with that. Rachel, thanks for calling. He'll answer on the air. Derek, what do you say? What is the amount of Dog Restore you should give a dog?
We have not had an upper limit yet. We in some of our testing for dogs. For humans, that's a different story, but for dogs, they have a very aggressive intestinal tract, and they can process things faster than humans could even imagine. We had in some of our testing capabilities for dogs, I would put them all in bags, like sandwich bags, and I'd fill up the sandwich bags full of formulas to give to the dogs so we could find out how dogs are going to react, how they're going to change, how they're going to benefit. And with the day one, when I gave a full sandwich bag of Restore to this couple for their dogs, the dogs loved it so well. They were caretaking for another dog, and the dogs loved it so much. This dog hopped up on the kitchen counter, snatched the bag, and ate the entire bag. The entire bag was gone. So it was more than 200 servings of Restore in this bag. And the dog ate the entire bag.
Oh, funny.
And so we got a phone call finding out what happens if the dog eats the entire bag. I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
There's no chemicals that will destroy
Let's
organs.
Just watch and see what's going to happen. And so we get a call the next day saying all that happened was the gas. The dog had abnormal amount of gas. And so the product will not kill your dog. We have recommendations on the bottle for recommended dosages for that is what it that's
okay.
It's a feeler. You have to adjust for the dog based on how the dog's reacting. Oh. And so if the dog has an ailment,
right.
I would increase it. I would double the normal dosage.
Very both the Restore and Restore very fountain of youthish, if I may say. We're out of time. BrainHealthFormulas.com.
That's correct.
Go to it. Derek, I can't wait till we meet again.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Your door's always open because I love the product. Again, BrainHealthFormulas.com. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back with a lot of stuff I've been waiting to talk about for weeks. Final hour is coming up next. You can get on the phone, too. Okay. Thank you. Whatever. 884-9910. Talk to you then.